Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We will be talking plenty of Texans. We have been all week long. And we'll hear from Whitney Merciless, who spent some time with Ted earlier today. Real quick, and Rich, I know you've got another thing we're going to run through here real quick.
If you want.
The Zach Smith, Courtney Smith, Urban Meyer, Shelley Meyer saga.
The plot thickens.
Zach Smith apparently just – his interview on ESPN just ran, and I'm watching Dennis Dodd just putting up quotes from the interview, just aghast at the things Zach Smith is saying. And I know we're going to go out and watch Johnny Manziel after this show. I'll be honest with you, I can't wait to get home tonight and start going through some of this stuff now that Zach Smith has spoken, Urban Meyer spoken. And now Brett McMurphy is just out here on Twitter just – like firing off screenshots of text messages between Courtney Smith and Zach Smith, including this one. Courtney said, think about the past. Think back to the cheating, the lies, and picking me up by my neck, strangling me in Punta Cana and at our place in April. The abuse got worse because you couldn't stand me catching you in your lies. I would love to know what the lies were and if they had anything to do with another woman.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Zach responds with, I know. With exclamation points. Courtney says, now you continue your lies. He says, I'm so, so sorry. She says, such a slap in my face. Just stay away.
Wow.
I can't wait to see what other text messages.
That's pretty damning right there, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
It is.
That's about all the evidence you need right there.
Zach Smith told 105.7 The Zone that he never abused Courtney. This is from Brett McMurphy. Here is the text message between Zach and Courtney when he admits and apologizes for strangling his wife on the Punta Cana trip in March 2015 and again in April.
Man.
Stupid is Zach Smith?
He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. I mean, if he was smart, he'd crawl into a hole and disappear for a long time.
Oh, my God.
Not speak up and try and defend himself. He's really going on the defensive and sticking up for himself and trying to justify it.
Yeah.
Not justify it, but
he's denying it. Yep.
Yeah. That's scary, man.
Incredible. Rich, you found this USA Today article, and I know the reason why you brought it up to me and Ted.
Jim Reineking of USA Today has a post today. The title reads, Ranking Current NFL Players' Chances of Pro Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement.
Okay.
It's the Hall of Fame weekend, so he's taking a look at all the active players that might be on the Hall of Fame's radar.
Let's rapid fire him just because we know we got to get to the Whitney interview.
Yes, exactly. He's got three categories, virtual locks, on track, and on the outside.
And there's 14 names in those three categories.
No, there's 14 names among the virtual locks.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's worth noting that among the names on track is DeAndre Hopkins.
I agree with that. Mm. He is on track. He is remarkable with the number of quarterbacks. You and I went through all the quarterbacks in our show prep today just for some reason.
Yep.
His numbers are right there with Andre Johnson's through the first 5 years.
Quickly through the 14 names, you guys give me a yay or a nay. Tom Brady.
Yay.
Drew Brees.
Yes. Yay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Yes.
J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Yay.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Julius Peppers.
I'll say yes.
Yeah, he's
number four on the all-time sack list.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
Yes.
Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Earl Thomas.
He'll go. I think it's still too early. I don't know. Would he go right now if his career ended?
He's been in the league since, I want to say, 2011 or 2010. So this is like his ninth year.
That's the better part of a decade is arguably the best player at his position.
Yes,
in the
like a seven-time Pro Bowler, I want to say.
Probably so.
I'm going to thumbs up on Earl Thomas.
Yes.
Richard Sherman.
Ooh.
I'm going to say yes. He fits my window of dominance theory.
He does.
Yeah. He was 4 or 5 years. The best cornerback in football for at least 3 years. Yeah.
Three-time All-Pro.
Yeah.
Adam Vinatieri.
Duh. Yes, yes. Even though Ted kisses his ass all the time on this show,
he's won me a lot of games. So.
Yes,
all right. That's
you would be Teddy One Ring if it weren't for Adam Vinatieri.
That's 12 of the 14.
Okay, here we go.
Jason Peters, nine-time Pro Bowl, two-time All Pro.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna say no.
You say no for him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say yes, but he may be one of those guys that kind of languishes for a while. You know, does you know,
I need
occasionally
a couple more
pops up as a finalist.
I need a couple more All Pros.
You do?
Pro Bowls mean nothing. Ooh, you can say
even nine of them though.
They mean nothing.
Wow. Okay.
They mean nothing.
Does it say how many times he's been an All Pro?
Twice.
Jason Peters twice.
Yeah, twice. Okay. Twice. All right. And you and said these, there's one more name.
Correct. And these are in no particular order. I read them in random order.
Yep.
And so because this guy's at the end doesn't mean he's at the end of this list.
Gotcha.
Eli Manning, and I'll just read you the quick summary that comes with his name in this article.
Okay.
It's a pretty safe bet that he and Peyton will be the first brothers in the hall. Eli, MVP in the Giants' two Super Bowl wins, should be among some elite company on the all-time career passing lists. By the way, he already is. By the time his career is complete, despite his overall uneven resume.
Yeah, no,
I think that's fair.
If he gets in, it'll be for the two Super Bowls, obviously. It'll be for his durability because he's in these lists of passing yards and touchdowns because the guy never misses a game. I don't think it's because he's a great passer. It's because he doesn't miss games, which is something to be proud of in the NFL. If his last name were Eli Hassenpfeffer, he wouldn't be going in to the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. He's royalty because he's a Manning. And I think he'd be the Jim Plunkett of this argument if he were of a different surname.
You know how I feel about that. The Manning name certainly doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But I think it's hard to keep a two-time Super Bowl MVP out of the Hall of Fame with the resume he has as a player.
Yeah, see, I'm not that impressed with his overall resume. Like his regular season, he's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's never been thought to be a top three or four quarterback ever.
He's never been considered an elite quarterback.
Ever, yeah.
But since it's my last day, and I don't want to argue with Rich anymore, put him in. Put him in. Put Eli Manning in.
Wow. Save
I'm
that
with
tape.
You, Rich.
Save that tape.
Put Eli Manning in. He's a Hall of Famer. Put his ass in there, man.
He's got Terrell Suggs on the outside.
Oh, he's a Hall of
Didn't
Famer.
We talk about him the other day at the house?
Yeah.
Al Michaels called him a lock first.
Last night
Hall of
is when we took yeah. you and I went and looked at his wiki page.
He's a lock.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
All right. Lock. Ted, you spent a few minutes with Whitney Merciless.
Sure did.
On your last day here at Sports Radio 610. I don't think you could have found a nicer guy to spend a few minutes
Sweetheart
with.
Sweetheart of a guy.
Yep. Here's
Love Whitney.
Ted Johnson talking to Texans outside linebacker Whitney Merciless.
Whitless, first off, just how you feeling, man? How's it, you know, coming off the injury, you know, torn pectoral? I can't imagine the pain that it was, but how are you feeling health-wise?
Man, I feel great. I feel great, honestly, just being able to get back out here and having no issues at all, flying around, making plays. Also, just over the course of the offseason, just doing rehab, treatment, and also working with our new strength and conditioning staff who's been a tremendous help in pretty much getting our bodies back to full strength without any issues.
Okay, is Luke Richardson guy? Everybody's talking about this guy. Yeah. This guy, he must be the real deal. Like, what is it about him that kind of sets him apart maybe from other guys?
Man, he's very, I'd say, you know, he's got these fine details as far as understanding what the body, you know, how the body works, things like that, what we need as football players, things like that. And
nutrition-wise?
Man, that's another piece. You know, he brought in nutrition, his own guy, and that is a key piece as well to understanding, you know, lean, mean machines as far as what we're putting in our body. Pretty much we have to put in premium fuel. Yeah. You know, we're like Ferraris that's running out there, so we got to put in some clean stuff just to be running and burning, you know, clean things.
Okay, wait a minute. So is there no more, like, chicken fried chicken on the buses on the way to the airport?
Nope.
Is that all gone?
Oh,
I mean, are you no more, like, donuts every Saturday morning before meetings? Is that gone?
Oh, it's all over. It's over.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A on the plane.
It's a different
gone.
NFL.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. But, you know, it's something that teaches us, you know, we have to understand that if we want the most of out of our production, out of our bodies, we have to get the most out of what we're putting into our bodies. So that's the give and take that we have to take away from.
You guys are a lot smarter than when I played. That's awesome. Okay, but you're going into, I think, the fifth year of Romeo Crennel's defense.
Yeah.
Now, when I first played in his defense, there's a lot of checks and adjustments, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it took our defense a while to get
you know, where we felt comfortable with it. How are you feeling just comfortability-wise in this defense now going into your fifth year?
Yeah, man, I feel very, very comfortable with it. It's just, you know, we change things, tweak things every now and then, you know, just depending on different looks, how teams scheme against us and all that. But it helps that being in this defense for so long, just to understand what Rack is thinking, and then also just making our checks. It's a lot easier when you've been in it for 2-3+ years or whatnot. Then you understand, and everything is like second nature.
Can you go to Rack and just say, "Hey, Rack, I saw this." There's an open dialogue with him all the time, right? If you see something, hey, why don't we try this? Let's try this, and he's open to hearing that from you guys, right?
Oh man, that's all of our coaches. It's great because all we do is just talk ball. It's like, hey, Rack, you know, I see this. Why can I do this? Why can't I play in the 6 technique versus playing in a 9 technique or something like that? You know, so yeah, just little things that we can go to our coaches. They're like, hey. And please explain this to me, because I'm seeing this, and what are you seeing, and what are you expecting, and what is the concept behind it?
Right. All right, let me ask you about a guy that I'm really excited to see play, just because I think he's such a he's a flag carrier, and that's Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah.
What kind of impact have you seen him make so far?
Oh, man, great play. He's been that, man, scrappy out here for sure.
Gets after, huh?
Yeah, you can see it, man. He's hungry for sure. And, you know, he's been coming along within his defense. He's picking up nicely. And, man, he looks great out there. I mean, you know, flipping his hips, getting out into coverage, things like that. And then also just coming off on these blitzes. He's fast off the edge for sure. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this season.
You seem, you know what, I've known you for a while here. You seem really comfortable in your own skin right now. You feel like... do you know where you feel like you know where your place is in this game and what you're capable of doing? Is that how you're feeling right now?
Yeah, pretty much. I know exactly what's expected of me, obviously from coaches and all that, but I know what I expect of myself. I understand my body a lot more. I understand myself a lot more as far as what I want out of this game. And it's just, you know, I work hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to work hard, you know, to whatever's in and go out there and go try to do it at the best of my ability. And at the end of the day, I can't say it, but, you know, I can't say that, you know, I didn't do anything, right?
No regrets. Mm-hmm. All right, last one, and I'll let you out of here. But did you guys meet with the officials last night, and did they clear up anything with this new helmet rule? Because, my man, I couldn't have survived in the NFL as long as I did with this new rule. Are you guys cleared up on how this new rule is going to be implemented?
We're cleared up on some things. I mean, you know, let's go back to, man, Steelers linebacker. Sajir.
Yeah.
And when he went down and he was linear, pretty much when he used the crown of his helmet.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's going to be cleared up. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty for sure.
Okay.
Now, other things as far as, like, say, offensive and defensive line, because now it's like...
That's so hard.
It's hard. Because
how are you
sometimes,
do that?
Because sometimes if your face is up anyway, so you hit somebody under the chin, you get really low, I mean, and their head, you know, snaps back. It looks bad. So I don't know if they're going to call it or not. So we'll see.
Buddy, I made my living doing that, hitting guards under the chin.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you're one of my favorites. Good luck to you, Whitney. All right, I'll be pulling for you, bud.
There it is. Ted Homer. Johnson and Whitney Mercer.
Very much a Homer interview right there.
You didn't get either of the guys you interviewed this week to curse.
I know.
I thought that was
your
goal.
It was. I
probably... Probably pick the worst guy in Whitney if you're trying to get somebody to curse.
Yeah, it was
like
getting
Tebow to curse.
And the only reason Rich is bringing that up is because last year I forget who it was. Who was I interviewing where I got him to curse? I got him so comfortable.
I think it might have been McKinney.
It was Bernard McKinney.
I think it was.
I mean, we're just like two guys, you know, just chopping it up.
Yep.
Like there was no recorder there, and he just drops an S-bomb. I was like, nice, Ted. You got him so comfortable. He's just dropping S-bombs, man. So I couldn't get that done this year. But all kidding aside, Whitney's one of my favorite players. And I said last year when J.J. Watt and Whitney both went down in the same game,
right.
I said that I thought Whitney was a bigger loss than J.J. because he just does so much for this defense.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.